Into the Blender, Episode 9, By the Power of Grayskull. That one's for Christiana.
Stop messing with me. You're not missing a thing. You keep going and I'm just showing that I never stop to think.
Listening to End of the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us each week discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to technology news.
And whatever else catches our fancy this week.
But it really doesn't matter at all. Love is such a reason to fall. And time goes nowhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of End of the Blender. How are you doing, Viv?
I'm doing good.
All right. What you been up to this week?
Well, my name's Viv, and your name's Chooch.
Yes, it is.
Because you didn't introduce yourself.
They know me.
They know you. You like this. And I'm holding up two fingers right. Very far apart. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Excellent.
Party on.
Party on.
So this episode, we wanted to talk about what our goals for 2008 or resolutions.
It's that time of year.
It's a couple weeks past that time of year.
But true. Most people have probably forgotten their resolutions right by now.
We still remember ours and haven't done a whole lot about them. But we haven't quit any of them either.
No.
No.
I've been busy.
Yeah, we have been. You kicked off a whole new schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You tried to make life more manageable by coming up with a pretty strict schedule.
Yes.
And you've been adhering to it beautifully.
I have been.
Mm-hmm.
So there hasn't been any real news since the last episode. We've just kind of been getting back into the groove of things. Kids got back into school.
Hallelujah.
Flow of work going. I'm actually going to be out on a business trip next week. So there's been a lot of craziness at work.
Yeah.
Trying to get ready. We're doing
this late nights,
big convention type thing. Mm-hmm. People flying from all over the country, and I'm presenting for I'm presenting five sessions, and we've got meetings over this weekend. We've got meetings all week. So, it's been quite a, everybody kind of came back from their holidays and then just jumped right into this big project. And
well, that's kind of standard for that office because, like we mentioned before, I actually worked there.
Mm-hmm.
And Chooch worked for the same place but a different office on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And then we met and he came here and got a job in my office.
Yeah.
And then I got the heck out of there. And you're still working there.
Right.
And we actually have had a couple of times where they would schedule something that was at a really bad time for us.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't get a honeymoon. We got married on a Saturday.
For some reason, they always seem to plan these big meetings.
Right.
Either on, like, one was over a Mother's Day weekend.
Yep.
One was over Valentine's, I think.
Right. And, but the one where we got married and we had the wedding planned, and then they decided to hold a conference starting Monday. People were flying in Sunday night. So we got married on Saturday.
Right.
We didn't get a honeymoon. We actually took a honeymoon 2 years later.
Yep.
And thanks, guys. Ruined our honeymoon. We got it later. It was actually awesome.
Yeah. We had time to save, and it was
so
real awesome.
Yeah. We took a cruise. It was amazing. It was awesome. But we had to wait to do it because as soon as we try to plan something, they would put together a conference or something. So, of course, they're doing it. And this time, the timing stinks because the second anniversary of my mother's passing is day after tomorrow, where you are my rock. You are the one that holds me together. You're not going to be here.
And the actual day.
Yeah. So, and we have this tradition that my mom actually did it once with our youngest, with our tween.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to a restaurant called Cheeseburger in Paradise. I don't know if anybody knows it. I think they're everywhere, but not
like
a whole ton of them. They're not
actually,
like McDonald's everywhere, but
actually based on the song, literally.
Right.
Since it's his company.
Yeah. Jimmy Buffett. So anyways, my mom took our tween there, tea, and, they ordered dessert first.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ordered dinner.
Right.
And so Now, on her birthday and on the anniversary of her passing, we go to Cheeseburger in Paradise, yeah, and we have dessert first. Yeah. And the kids love it, and we do it in honor of her. Yeah, we did it.
Cheeseburgers for Christmas.
I'm seeing
a trend.
Well, we're the standard American family. We like our burgers. So, yeah. Mm. And so that was something, you know, that's something that we do in honor of her. And
yeah,
we normally go to visit her and take her flowers,
mm-hmm,
and then later on go and hit the burger joint. And since you're not going to be here, I'm going to be taking the boys to the burger joint, yeah, and we're actually going to go take her flowers tomorrow morning.
Yeah, before I get on a plane.
Yes, cause so that you can, you know, pay mm-hmm your respects too.
Yeah.
And so it's a change. It's not necessarily a bad one. Splitting it into 2 days isn't terrible. I like the idea that she's going to have her flowers on, you know, immediately on mm-hmm the second anniversary, but I wish you were going to be here the actual day, cause that always hits me hard.
Yeah.
And it's even harder when I have to be strong for the boys.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad we're taking her flowers tomorrow.
Yeah.
Instead of on the actual day when you're not here. Yeah. So it's just typical with the job. It's bad timing. You know, it still hits us so hard. We all loved her so much.
Yeah.
Still love her so much. It's just, you know, the boys were really close to her and we were close to her. My whole family close to her. And it's yeah just still takes such a toll on us that she's not here. So that's really the only thing we have going on right now, other mm-hmm than you getting ready for the trip and getting the boys back to school and me trying to get the house pulled back into some kind of semblance of a house since the holidays and before my semester starts next week.
Yeah.
And so then other than that, we've just been reflecting on our goals and resolutions.
Right. Trying to keep each other going on them.
Yep.
So right either on the 1st or 2nd or 31st, right around there, yeah, I had written a blog post on my personal blog about kind of my, well, then I didn't want to say resolutions. I said, let's not call them resolutions. We'll call them goals.
Right.
And I don't know why. It seems to be a trend nowadays. I've heard everybody all over the place saying, well, I don't do resolutions. I don't follow really resolutions, but I'm going to do this and this and this and this and that, and then lays right out what are essentially resolutions. So they really are resolutions.
I just think there's a negative connotation to the word because everybody starts out the year with these plans and right then they throw them by the wayside. So I think that if you say it's a resolution, it's, you're kind of automatically admitting you're not going to stick with it.
That, yeah, it's going to go
you're
away.
You're going to quit, yeah. So saying it's a goal, you're really right going to try and stick with it.
Yeah.
That's
so
my guess.
I had a couple of online resolutions and then a couple of general resolutions for in life. Mm-hmm. So online, I intend to blog more. Over the years, I've taken stabs at starting blogs and,
right,
and so I'd start kind of doing more personal writing and then some of them I've done more, I guess you'd call it meta blogging, which is linking to other blogs and linking to other articles and that sort of thing.
Right.
And the last revamp of the personal site, I've been doing it more in that format. So kind of like Boing Boing where, they're highlighting interesting things that they find.
Right.
And so I figure if I find something really fascinating that, you know, maybe others will. And,
right.
And so, you kind of build up a community that way of people who are interested in the same kind of thing.
Right.
And then really an overall linking all of my different goals together mm-hmm is my schedule and the amount of time I spend doing different things.
Right.
I kind of broke in my personal life into like, it was 12 or 16 different types of things I do,
mm-hmm,
which are like watching television is one thing I do.
Mm-hmm.
Recording the podcast is a thing I do. Mm-hmm. Reading is a thing I do. So
right
I had all these different things and
you did a very deep analysis of stuff yeah too. I was impressed with how comprehensive you were.
And if you want to accomplish things in life, you know, some things have to go.
Absolutely.
And I realized the main thing for me that has to go, the two main things is one is how much, how much media I was consuming in
right
all forms.
Right.
Which was, feeds, reading other blogs and mm-hmm stuff. I use the Google Reader, feed uh-huh reader, and I have a ridiculous number of feeds.
Yeah. I mean, you spend hours there and don't even like blink.
Yeah, just, and it's stuff I love reading right all this stuff. It's fascinating to me.
Yeah.
And so I take those bits and I paste them into my blog with some commentary and it's so time consuming and it's fun, but I truly enjoy podcasting more.
Yeah.
And I enjoy these other things more. So I decide, well, that's got to go. So I'm going to pare down that, take those out. My blog is going to become much more personal mm-hmm and more as, well, what a traditional blog is, which is, you know, an online journal.
Right.
I want to comment on people's blogs more. Mm-hmm. So the blogs that I do maintain, I want to give more feedback and more comment. And this sounds kind of, a cynical mind might think this sounds staged, because on the last episode I was saying, it would be so great if you guys reviewed our podcast right. on iTunes, but
gave us comments.
It came from this, you know, kind of soul searching for me. And that was one of my resolutions, was to do more reviews on iTunes, because right. there's so many shows that I listen to and I really like, and I've never posted reviews.
Right.
I've sent them content. Yeah. I've sent them like media reviews and essays and that sort of thing, but I've never actually done the reviews right. or comments on Podcast Pickle or Podcast Alley or those other sites. And those things really can help boost a show, help them attract more listeners.
Right.
And so I'm not saying that to try to like guilt people into the reviews on ours. It's just saying,
well, now we see how important it is.
Yeah. And so that was something that I definitely intended to do this year, was yeah. to take the time for the shows that I'd like to just pop on and, you know, write a little something about them. So those were my online
yeah.
goals. My more direct personal goals, first and foremost, is to call my son more often.
Yeah.
I love talking to him, and I love
such
hearing
a cool guy.
What he has, yeah. you know, his view and take on the world.
Yeah.
And I haven't been doing it enough, and I just need to do it more often.
And there were mitigating circumstances on mm-hmm. why that frequency kind of died down, and
yeah.
we seem to have seen a turn in the tide, and yeah. better take advantage of it.
I mentioned that before, so.
Absolutely.
So strike while iron's hot, and I want to do more reading.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot, like from the last episode, I right. like to listen to a lot of audiobooks.
Right.
And I never make the time to read Dead Tree books.
Yeah. And you've got some good ones.
Yeah. So I want to do that more often. I want to do more writing.
Mm-hmm.
I've recently gotten back into writing fiction, mostly science fiction, some fantasy, and some more esoteric or drama stuff.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy, something I really enjoy, but it's something that I never make time for, which is what pretty much every writer says.
Right.
I'd love to write. I just don't have the time. And, you know, it's really that you don't make the time. So I'm cutting out almost all television.
Which, I mean, thank God for the writer's strike. I'm yeah. sorry, writers, but you've kind of changed everybody's world, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's been such a huge impact.
Yeah.
So I'm taking the opportunity to stop following so many shows.
Right.
And so writing more.
You made a comment. I'm going to interrupt you. You made a yeah. comment before about, you know, you watch all these different shows and stay mm-hmm. on top of it. And I've been losing interest in a lot of shows mm-hmm. because I'm just tired of the traditional way that they string us along.
Right.
So I'm sorry, everybody, please don't hate me. I'm kind of done with Lost. Uh-huh. I'm irritated with the way that they were forced to end Heroes. And right. so I'm kind of like out of it. And so one thing that Chooch said that I was like, oh, that's a great idea. They're releasing every single show at the end of the season mm-hmm. on multi-disc sets.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about getting caught up, clearing out the TiVo or the DVR, whatever you have.
Mm-hmm.
You can just wait until they release it and then watch it all in one go if you're yeah. interested. And so I was like, oh man, that's awesome. Cause that's how I did stuff like Meerkat Manor right, and stuff like right, that. Right. And it was so much more enjoyable because, like I was saying with the J.C. Hutchins thing, I don't have to wait for the next installment. I can just put yeah. in the next disc. And so I really like that. That's kind of like changed a lot of my thinking about TV yeah. also.
I agree and disagree. There's definitely something about having that wait.
Right. The suspense.
Yeah. And so it's kind of like a roller coaster. It was a little, not scary, but getting pissed off.
Yeah.
When you're listening to that Seven Son episode and then the music comes on, you're like, what?
I know.
JC. And, and so that kind of, time makes the heart grow fonder.
That one doesn't work for me. I got to tell you the phrase that works for me.
Yeah.
And it's stolen from Postcards from the Edge. It's one of the all time great movie quotes. And I practically realize that I live by it.
Yeah.
Instant gratification takes too long. I get mad at JC when that music comes on because I have to stop, unlock it, flip it to the next one, uh-huh. and then wait for the intro again.
Gotcha.
I don't like waiting that, you know, 45 seconds for the next piece. I don't, No, I don't want to. So you and I definitely come from two different places on that. I want it now. And I'm not afraid to say it. I love a good suspense-filled movie.
Right.
I love it. I love it. Alfred Hitchcock, mwah, I love it.
Right.
But don't make me wait for another episode of something. No.
So one of my other personal goals was recording more music. I've been a musician for a very, very, very long time. As a teenager, I was in a speed metal band. Mm-hmm. And
hair whipping around.
Yeah. And so I've had a few different reincarnations in my musical playing and the type of stuff I do. Lately, it's been more industrial techno stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I've got all this great equipment. You know, we got this new board for the podcast, and I wanted to get one that was really flexible because it works perfect for music. I mean, you know, it's a professional grade board for music creation. So I've got all this great equipment, and I never make the time to use it.
Well, in reality, you usually are looking at the blogs and all the project. I'm sorry, all the different sites that you were looking at. You invested a huge amount of time in that.
Yep. That and TV and stuff. So, and then kind of productivity things. Get to bed earlier, get to work earlier in the morning.
And you've been doing that like a pro.
Yeah. And then the biggies. Eat better.
Yeah.
And get into a real exercise habit. So that's why I built this really strict schedule and wanted to get it into my Trio. And so have these constant reminders of what I should be doing, because I want each of them to really become a habit.
Right.
And then once I get in that habit of doing these things at certain times, then I won't need the schedule or reminder anymore. I'll just be doing it.
It'll just be life.
Yeah.
And I'm really impressed because you've never been, in my experience of the last 5 years, somebody that liked schedules.
No.
You don't like alarms. You don't like being told what to do when. And you have adapted to this so well. If you can hang with it, baby, I will just sing your praises forever.
And every year I start with the great intention of getting into a regular exercise routine and getting into this routine or that routine, like so many other people. And it always falls and fails. And I've never tried this real strict schedule thing. Now, of course, there's the risk that, you know, I'll rebel against the schedule and it's going to tumble and fall apart that way. But it's never worked for me not trying it this way. Exactly. So I might as well try it this way.
Exactly.
And
going from one extreme to the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And I've never seen you this dedicated in our 5+ years together. I haven't seen you this dedicated to it. So I'm really impressed in seeing that you're sticking with it. So I'm very proud of you.
So how about you?
Well, we did sit around a table, and I want to say that it was New Year's Eve, you, me, and T.
Yeah.
When we went out to dinner New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of came up with different resolutions, and I came up with three that I wanted to focus on to give myself the year to do them. And then, of course, the fourth general get healthier, which I'll talk about in a minute. The first one for me was to write a short story.
Cool.
And I have written a very short thing. I don't even know what to call it. It's, you know, like 2 pages maybe, on something with my mom and, you know, how I miss her and all that stuff. And I'd like to expand that into a full short story. I'm not sure if it'll work. I really kind of like the format that it's in, even though it's more like I don't even know what it's like. And I haven't let you read it, so you can't help. Either that or just like something totally different and something lighter and less poignant for me, for my first thing. But it's something that I used to really enjoy in high school. I never knew anybody. Before I met you, I never knew anybody that wrote for like leisure and enjoyment. Other than my mom. My mom would do some writing from time to time, but she never like had the time to put any real effort into it and finish anything. So I thought it would be, you know, because of her influence on me, because of your influence on me, I would really like to take that thing that I used to really enjoy and do something with it. Cool. And so that's one of my goals, and probably the one I'll have the hardest time with. Yeah. So you may have to help me with that.
Okay.
Because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to start writing and have no direction. It's going to be crazy.
Well, you know, I've been listening to like Merle Lafferty's I Should Be Writing.
Right. And I actually added that podcast.
Cool.
So that I can start listening to it also.
Mike Stackpole's The Secrets is a really good about writing in general and the industry and stuff. And one thing that's pretty universal and that Merle gave us permission that our writing can suck.
Yeah.
your first draft can be the worst piece of drivel ever.
Yeah.
And it's cool. You just gotta get it out.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Mar. I appreciate that freedom.
You get it out and it's in the universe and then you go through the editing process and that's where you refine and fix and stuff like that. But it should never be a fear of, you know, oh, I'm gonna lie. Well, yeah, it probably is.
I'm sure it will, and even after I refine it.
The only way you get better is to do it.
And that's why I don't care about the business of it or the, getting I don't care about getting published or anything like that. I want to write something that that I can read it and I can say, that's exactly how I felt about that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's
so
awesome.
That's all I'm really looking for is to get it out of my head and out of my heart and onto paper. So the other thing that I wanted to do is to paint a picture. My mother was a fantastic artist. And yes, I focus a lot on my mother. I know I need therapy. I miss her. But, she painted from time to time. And, again, another thing that she didn't get to do much, but she had this really great artistic vibe to her. She could do all these different creative things. And as I've said before, I'm very much counted cross stitch. Give me a pattern. I'll count the squares and I'll fill them in. Give me a crochet pattern and I'll try to figure it out, but it's kind of loosey goosey for me. So I want to just try some absolute no boundaries free form. And that's what the writing is for me.
Right.
That's what painting on canvas will be for me.
Yeah.
And also my third goal, which is to complete and is to actually complete, start, finish and like tie off the ends and everything. Learn how to complete a crocheted blanket, which I actually have a really good excuse to do one now.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about another day. No, I'm not pregnant, but we have something going on
and
in our family.
The kids aren't.
No, no babies making babies in our house. No. So, you know, those are my three. And I thought it was funny when I actually wrote them down for this, because I realized that there were no boundaries on these things. I could take the crochet pattern and I could change it to something else. I could lengthen it. I could shorten it. It's pretty free form once you get the stitches down and figure out how the heck to finish it. And the same thing with the canvas. It's not paint by numbers. It's not an outlining thing. It's very free form. And I've always been so rigid in my creativity.
Right.
I've had journals in the past, but I've basically always destroyed them after some point or another. And I can't even explain why. It's like letting that stuff out and letting it stay out is hard for me. So that's why I think if I make something that I won't want to toss it, you know? So big, you know, that's big for me just to even admit that I want to be that free form. So, and then, they get healthier. And that's something that, you know, we really have been focusing on for a long time. We've already made a lot of healthy changes.
Yeah.
We don't have any white grain, you know, and we don't have any white flour in the house. We don't have, you know, white bread or white or semolina pasta or anything like that. Everything is whole grain, whole grain, whole grain. The kids complain about it all the time. Gosh, whole grain pizza crust, whole grain bread, whole grain everything, sweet potatoes instead of white potatoes and all of that stuff. So we've made a lot of healthy changes and it's just not enough because we both are overweight and we both want to get in shape. And, you know, I would like to look slimmer and, you know, be really fit and all that kind of stuff, but it really has less to do with how I look and more to do with how limiting I find my life. In my body, because I've had back problems since I was 17. I took a fall down some stairs. And since I was 17, I've had these awful back problems. And I really think that because of my rather large frontage, breastage, boobage, whatever you want to call it, and the extra weight that I carry in the rest of my body, I think that makes it worse.
Yeah.
So I want to, you know, lose the weight so that I can feel better, so that my back won't hurt as much. I need to, you know, work on my back, strengthening it so I can have more mobility in my life. Cause there are times when I can't do anything. There was one time where you guys had to get a wheelchair just to get me out of an airport after a trip to California.
Yeah.
And that's a drag. You know, I couldn't walk when we were trying to leave Disneyland one time. And that's just like, woo, that's fun.
Right.
So I really just want to regain mobility because sometimes I don't have it at all.
Yeah.
And I want to learn. I mean, I want to learn how to go skiing. We live in a great area. Yeah. We live within 2 hours of a ski resort. I want to go ski. I haven't skied since I was 2 years old and lived in Alaska. That's not skiing. That's just holding on for dear life.
Yeah. I've been in the snow plenty of times and I've never skied.
Oh, it'd be so fun. Just to experience it once, even if I wipe out and break my leg, at least I'll have done it once, you know? Yeah. So that's pretty much what the goals are that I have for this year. But that's not counting the health stuff.
Right.
There's a whole bunch of health stuff. And we'll talk about that next episode because I'm sure we can go on for a while about that.
Yes.
Yes. It's kind of a big part of our lives right now.
Yeah. We've actually got some voicemails that I wanted to get through.
Awesome.
And before we go, get way too long.
Absolutely. Let's hear it. Fire them up.
The first one is another message from our buddy Doug.
Oh, cool. Hey, Doug.
Hey there, guys. It's Doug from Geek Acres, and I don't know if anybody else has called to let you know, but I have been getting truncated episodes of Into the Blender in my iTunes, and I don't know if it's iTunes itself or if it's maybe your host, something like that, but I've only been getting about 20 to 25 minutes, so I need to go and download the rest of the shows so I can hear all the brilliance that you guys have for us. But I did want to call in on the 80s game show because two of them really kind of resonated with me. First of all, I did have a $6 million man, and with everything that's been going crazy with the Bionic Woman on NBC, hearing you guys talk about the Steve Austin doll with the hole in the head really kind of resonated with me. That was kind of cool. And also, I am right there with Viv. I remember Shrinky Dinks very, very clearly. I don't know if they would they be a hit today if they came out. Would kids get all excited about watching, you know, a piece of plastic shrink down into this hard little thing that I'm not even sure what you do with it after it shrinks and dinks and so forth. But I always loved them. At any rate, that's me. I gotta head on out and download your other episodes or the rest of your other episodes so that I can enjoy them. And I will talk to you later. Bye.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Shrinks and dinks.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look into the feed thing. Emma and PA had said that she had a problem subscribing to the show.
Yeah.
And my iTunes shows up perfectly fine, and Viv's was showing perfectly fine. And I think, that's what you said.
No, when Emma had her problem, huh? I had that same problem where I knew that you posted it, and iTunes didn't see it for me.
Gotcha.
Even though I was subscribed.
But for the truncated episodes, yours were showing up fine.
Right.
And my theory was that I was preloading ours to kind of like, you know, listen through before we actually posted.
Right.
And maybe iTunes was seeing that it was already there, so it didn't bother downloading. So maybe we wouldn't notice a problem. So if anybody else out there has seen a problem,
please
let us know.
Right.
So I can look into that.
After that, I actually deleted all those files off and I downloaded everything direct from iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And so they seemed fine. I mean, I was able to go to the end and the entire episode was there. So it's weird. I hope that you aren't having that problem still. And if anybody else is having that problem, please let us know
because we've
got to figure out what's going on with that.
Yeah, and Doug had done another message on the phone where he mentioned again that there were problems with truncated episodes.
Hey, Cheech and Viv, it's Doug. Oh, man, it's a gray, rainy day here in Pennsylvania, but I've just enjoyed the latest half-episode of Into the Blender. That's right, it's been blended again. Shop short. Ah! Now I have to go and download the rest of it so I can hear how it all turns out. When last we left, Viv was thoroughly enjoying Seventh Son, so I don't know. I feel like I should call back with the story so far. In the last episode, Viv was listening to Seventh Son, just as Father Thomas was about to... Oh, and then it gets cut off, you know. Anyway, guys, you are my ray of sunshine here on a gray, cloudy day in Pennsylvania. Hope things are going well for you. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Doug, I am so devastated. I was so sure that that was a one-time thing.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get on that and check. Because the curious thing for me is we actually do another podcast.
We do two podcasts.
And there's been no complaints about that other one. And they both use the same hosting service.
Everything's the same, isn't it?
Yeah, I use the same technology for both.
Oh, man.
It's just,
that's so frustrating.
Drive me batty why one would work and one didn't. And you know, after Doug's first call, I had looked at some of our settings and I saw something that looked like it may have been a problem. And I corrected it before we released the last episode.
And it's still
And he's still got a half one. So, I'm going to have to look into that. And,
I don't know. It's so bizarre. I think we would be a lot less, what the heck, if we didn't have two different podcasts the same way. But the other one's working fine. We're so sorry, Doug. Thank you so much for letting us know, because we really have no idea. So if anybody else, actually, even if you're not having the problem, call and let us know how you're getting the show, how it's working for you. That way we can kind of maybe narrow down what the problem is.
Yeah,
I say we. Maybe then Chooch can figure out what the problem is, because I'm just sitting here going, fix it, fix it.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry.
So we got one more episode. One more episode. We got one more voicemail.
Hey, you guys. This is Charles from Texas, and I checked out your show today. I've been hearing your promos everywhere, and I really enjoyed it. Y'all were talking about the movie with the water horse, and I think y'all should go see it. Now, I don't know the age of your boys. Sounds like they're older, and so they may not enjoy it. Though, we took our kids to see it, and we have our oldest is a 12-year-old. And both our kids really enjoyed it, and my wife and I really enjoyed it. There is there's enough to keep adults interested in the story, and it's an interesting twist on the Loch Ness culture, I guess you want to say, not really legends, because it pulls some factual stuff like photos of Loch Ness and other things about the legends of the creature into the story. It's really enjoyable, so definitely check it out. You may want to borrow some nieces or nephews to take with you to see it. Like I said, my two kids really enjoyed it. My son, who is 7, has been drawing pictures and making up stories all about the movie. He really enjoyed it. He didn't get too scared. So it's not really scary. There is some serious parts to it. There's enough to keep adults interested. Great movie to go see. Definitely a great matinee movie to go see. Anyway, enjoy the show. I'll talk to you later. All right, bye-bye.
Very cool. Thanks for calling,
Charles. Oh, thank
you
so much for that. Our boys, the two that live with us, are almost 11 and then 16 and a half. So the almost 11-year-old normally would want to see it with us, but because he has an older brother, he has to be cool. And it's not cool. He only likes to see like the older movies. So I don't know that we tried to get him to go and he was just like, no, it's a little kid movie. And yet, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Right.
He made me take him to see that. So whatever. But yeah, we're going to see that. I just have to.
And unfortunately, the beginning of that got kind of dropped out. So I couldn't pick up the name from it. I've got an inkling for, I think I may recognize the voice, but I'm not 100% sure. So I don't want to say.
Yeah. So you'll have to call again and give us like more good stuffs like that awesome
there you go
rundown of Water Horse, which of course now I'm in a panic to see it now.
I still really want to see it.
It looks so awesome.
Yeah, so we'll go without the kids.
Totally. We'll ditch them. We'll make them stay home and do laundry and clean house. That'll show them.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for that call.
Yeah. So that is the show this week.
Yeah. Hopefully you got to hear the whole thing without it cutting in half.
Please.
Please. If you got to this point, you had success.
Right.
Did you make it, Doug? Wow. That stinks. Well, we thank you for listening. It's been a pleasure as always.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind taking a moment and giving us a call on our voicemail line for Into the Blender at 413-669-4720. I need to print that bigger because I'm squinting. Or send us an email to intotheblender@gmail.com. Or you can post comments at the website, intotheblender.com.
So please drop us a line. And we hadn't received any feedback on any goals or other New Year's resolutions. And so if you would be kind enough and, you know, share yours with us, then we'd be happy to play it, about it.
Definitely. Give us some ideas.
And or exercise, now that we've opened up. I think the next episode we're going to go into that exercise topic a bit more, since it's so prevalent in our lives now and so important to us to keep going.
Right, the health and the diet and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And coming soon, we're working on a special guest.
A super secret special guest.
For a future episode very soon. We're looking forward to that.
Oh, I'm so excited about it.
So everybody, have a great week. We'll be talking to you soon.
Later, guys and gals.
Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to feedback@intotheblender.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives 3.0 license.
You are free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content.
Just not modify or make money from it. What's that, Wu-Tang? Whatever? The Shocker. No Shocker, no.